Hey there, I'm Phoebe and you're listening to Space 101.1. This week we're back with our second episode of Northwest Orbit with Ryan and Kim of Smoky Brights.
Hello, hello. I'm dreaming of you lately. I just wanna know where'd you go, Desiree?
Things started this week, we get to hear more about their experience making music as a married couple.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's amazing. It's the best because you get to do your favorite thing with your favorite person. And it's not been an inhibitor for us. It's also far more common than I think any of us even realized. You know, so many bands, we played a show in LA and it was a triple couple band. Bill.
Yeah, just like on Sunday we played a triple couple band.
We're like, oh wow, look at this.
we toured down the coast with this amazing like dream pop band called Haunted Summer. Mm-hmm. And like they're a couple, I don't know, like, you know, lots of people collaborate with their partners. With the music thing, like, it involves travel, it involves, you know, long
periods away from home.
If you're doing the job, you're probably doing it in a different city every night, and like probably one of the hardest parts of it for most musicians that I know are like, you're going to be away from the people that you love. Yeah. And you know, we're with each other, but that still means we're away from people that we love as well, and like, mm-hmm. it at least solves for that. So like, we're really crazy lucky in that regard.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like we also like, people always want to be like,
Where's the drama?
Where's the juicy bits? And like, I don't know, like the juicy bits are like, sometimes it's hard and like you are both going through the exact same hard thing together.
Yeah.
Very like front
you're
from home.
Both living the same lame show.
So you can't just be like, you know, we lean on each other, but sometimes we're in the same weird situation. But for the most part, we're really freaking lucky. We just get to just do this together.
For all the married music lovers out there, Ryan and Kim give us their best advice for starting and maintaining a band led by a couple.
I think two really important things that I've learned is just communication all the time about everything. Because you're integrating essentially your work life and your personal life, one. And the other is, be really cognizant of your bandmates, you know? You can present as a voting block, you know, if you don't really like, I don't know, it's, you're all in the same boat together and you're trying to do the same collective action. You know, you need to not have factions like that.
It's so, like, be empathetic and be empathetic. Like,
yes.
You know, listen to the partner, this person that's going on this journey and trying to, you know, create something creative together. And then like, yeah, you got to be sensitive to everyone around you too. Like,
yeah.
Lots of talking.
Lots of talking.
Lots of talking.
Also talk to us about their collaborative songwriting process.
I mean, like, every song comes from some little seed of something, but usually by the end of it, we've both had a hand in it. But yeah, most of them, it's some product of who knows what line.
Yeah.
Who thought of what line at the end of it? Just kind of jam.
Have you guys always written songs that way since you started the band, or has it kind of evolved
I think in the very beginning, I mean, like the very first batch of songs, like
these are all yours.
I wrote them all. But then like shortly thereafter, we moved into this 700 square foot little box of a house.
It was great.
It was really lovely. It was right on the freeway. And like
right on the freeway.
A lot of black mold, but like it was otherwise like really lovely. And like just by virtue of the living in a small space, it was just like, if I was going to write a song, certainly Kim would hear it. And if you were going to play some chords on the piano, certainly I would hear it. And you know, like we'd grown close enough to be like, hey, I've got an idea. And like, you know, right before we even got on this interview, like just playing guitar and thinking of ideas together. So like, that's where it's like, I don't know. Yeah, it's co-writing. We're just kind of sitting around in a room jamming together.
Yeah.
The band explained the story behind Fancy Ketchup, one of the three Smokey Bright singles from 2022.
So Fancy Ketchup was a song I wrote probably in an hour and a half on random Thursday morning, sitting in the breakfast nook, playing guitar, and just really feeling this, you know, everything is harder for everyone in this post-pandemic reality. But as a band leader and kind of a business leader because of that, it's like, you know, you want to provide for everybody that's in your project and in this journey with you. And that's what I was sort of feeling, was like, God, I just want to like do this, just not just for me, but just for everyone that's a part of this. And it's, you know, obviously we are doing it, like making original music, we're touring, we're, you know, but it's like, just get this feeling of like, you know, I just want to just go, go, go. And that's what that feeling, that song is about, is like, I just want to do this. You know, I just want to put us on a rocket to the stars. And that's Fancy Ketchup.
Your phones and disappear, but I don't. It got towed. Gotta find $900 by the end of the year. Then we're out of here. 'Cause I don't know. I don't know my head. I'm a heart in the clouds. I'm never
Thanks for tuning in to Northwest Orbit on Space 101.1 FM. We'll be back next week with more from Smokey Brights. You can listen back to this episode and any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Smokey Brights, including merch and show dates, check out their website, smokeybrights.com, or keep up with them on Instagram.